Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, National Identification System on Track, Prime Minister sends condolences to the people of Ecuador and Japan, and Jamaica House Fellowship announced. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned for details. The National Identification System, NIDS, project remains on track for full implementation by 2020. NIDS Project Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Denzel Plummer, says the project is on schedule to meet its original completion date of 2020. Phase 1 of the project was completed in 2015 within budget, following a 17-month extension. This phase involved developing the legislative and institutional framework, designing the NIDS ICT architecture, conducting an economic and cost-benefit analysis, carrying out a baseline survey, and developing a communication and behavior change plan. Phase 2, set to begin this financial year, will include submission and approval of the NIDS policy, promulgation of the related legislation, and the establishment of the institutional framework. The NIDS project, which began in 2011, will allow for the identification of Jamaican nationals and persons ordinarily resident in Jamaica. It is expected to become the primary source for identity verification and authentication in Jamaica, and will enable citizens and residents to benefit from more efficient access to government services. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that government is to establish a Jamaica House Fellowship as part of efforts to persuade the country's best and brightest individuals into public service.
Bringing them into the public service from an early stage and an early age to use them to drive a more efficient government. The long-term objective is to make sure that the public sector has the talent pool to support the regulatory environment that can work at the speed of business.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the staging of Expo Jamaica 2016. The Prime Minister has expressed sadness at the impact of earthquakes which caused widespread devastation in Japan, Ecuador, and parts of the Eastern Caribbean. Mr. Holness pledged Jamaica's support for Japan as the country seeks to recover from 2 earthquakes, which have severely damaged sections of the country and caused several casualties. Describing Japan as a true friend of Jamaica's people, the Prime Minister called on Jamaicans to keep the people of Japan in their prayers. He also advised that the Jamaican mission in Japan is checking on the well-being of Jamaicans residing in that country. Prime Minister Holness also expressed sadness at the damage and injuries experienced by the government and people of Ecuador and called on all Jamaicans to lend their support and prayers to the people of that country. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister expressed thankfulness that so far there have been no reported deaths or serious injuries arising from the magnitude 6.9 earthquake which impacted Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines on April 20. He has since asked the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, to provide an update on Jamaica's capacity to respond to such disasters. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has committed to enabling faster decision-making as well as improvements in the ease and speed of doing business through the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Mr. Holness says the ministry was created to place under one umbrella all critical agencies needed to make the pathways for decision-making clearer, leading to more development and investments in the local economy.
Jamaica needs to improve its ease of doing business, the speed of doing business, its facilitation, the development of markets, the swiftness of decisions to ensure that we can, instead of having one new hotel in Kingston, that we can have 10 or 15, because it is possible.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the grand opening of the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in New Kingston on April 15. Focus areas under the Ministry of Economic Growth include economic planning and monitoring, investment promotion, agro-business, factory construction, logistics hub, small business and special economic zones development. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.